Desiccant expressions. A desiccant's performance reactivation out air streams are generally very warm and wet. If this duct line is too long, the water will condense on the inside of the ductwork and result in standing water, filling up the duct or leaking within the building. In extreme cases, when there simply fails to be an egress available for the reactivation air to be delivered, the restoration professional may feed the reactivation air into a low-grain refrigerant dehumidifier. As long as the refrigerant dehumidifiers can process slightly more than the reactivation airstream is delivering, the LGR will keep the humidity under control within the building. Please note the significant possibility that the temperatures in a chamber configured this way will build up very significantly. A desiccant's performance, when the only air available for the restoration professional's use is very warm and wet, such as found in the deep south in the summer, defined as air that is in excess of 90 grams PP, the process air being fed to the desiccant may benefit from being pre-chilled with a chiller. This will frequently condense moisture out of the airstream prior to being processed by the desiccant material. A byproduct of desiccant use is the increase of sensible heat added to the process airstream. In some cases, it is critical to control this sensible heat load so that the structure may be occupied. This can be accomplished by adding a post-chilling process to the dry air in order to keep the comfort levels in check. Air filtration devices, AFD. These units are generally known as negative air machines, air scrubbers, or HEPA units. High-efficiency particulate air, HEPA, rated filtration will filter 99.97% of airborne particulate larger than 0.3 microns. 1 micron equals 1 millionth of a meter, or approximately 1/25,000th of an inch. Air filtration devices, AFDs, used in restorative drying are not required to be HEPA filtered, yet this rating is frequently installed as a minimum expected standard when the control of particulate or contaminants is required. Air filtration devices, AFD. Air filtration devices, AFD. Air filtration devices are used when there is a concern over the potential spread of particulates within the structure. This is particularly important when the restorer learns that the occupants are concerned about the spread of particulate or if there are individuals with allergies that will be exposed to the environment. Such situations may dominate most projects encountered by the restoration professional. Therefore, the restoration professional's practice of employing the use of particulate control strategies in the design of their drying strategy is common. Air filtration devices, AFD. Air filtration devices are always used in structures when there is a known contaminant present in order to minimize the potential spread of these contaminants. Projects involving the removal of fungal growth or the decontamination of a Category 3 loss will require protocols that will control the spread of these contaminants. Air filtration devices, AFD. When encountering a Category 2 or 3 water loss situation, one should deploy AFDs. According to general consensus, when deployed, these units should maintain a minimum of 4 air changes per hour in the work area and used in conjunction with engineering controls. Air filtration devices, AFD. In order to acquire the objective of 4 air changes per hour, the restorer needs to perform a calculation.